You are now on air.
Audio month, day number 29. The audio date is 11.29.2019. Current time is 05:29 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside. Oh yes, I am drinking some very, very good special coffee. Yes, I do have the morning coffee, and it warrants to talk about it first because this is a Death Wish coffee that I am drinking. Death Wish coffee. Go ahead and Google it. You'll see what I'm talking about. Hello. It is day number 29 of the great November 2019 Audio Month Challenge. Na Pod Pomo. An audio month that we are doing. And we're almost there, folks. We're almost there. If you're at this point, you're just gonna cruise right into it tomorrow there. Hey, how you doing? Good morning. Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich over there on Twitter. As well as right here on Anchor, where I've been doing all my audio month challenge audios. And what's the audio month challenge? Nah, Pod Pomo. It's 30 days, 30 audios. And we're going to be reaching that goal tomorrow, folks. And it's the great audio challenge, the original audio challenge. Started 12 years ago. We got a... What do we get here? We got some notifications here. And we're up early this morning. Day after Thanksgiving, the great Thanksgiving dinner yesterday. Actually, I had my dinner after I got to work. I had to watch the farm, so to speak, as we say at the day job. Or at least I say at the day job. But sort of a nice quiet day for the most part. One little issue, actually a couple of two issues, but they were rectified with no problem and stuff like that. With the just say it was a good day. It was good to get back home, where I heard the family gathering with went very well. And everyone had a good meal. Of course, I had my meal after I got home and was watching some football, which is some other great news on a great Thanksgiving day that was good. And that is the Buffalo Bills beat the Dallas Cowboys in the Thanksgiving tradition of the Thanksgiving tradition of football. On Thanksgiving Day, and that's what it's all about. It's about the turkey and the football. And what was the other game? The other game was the Detroit Lions and the Chicago Bears. And I believe the Chicago Bears, if I can bring up my NFL page here. No, the Bears beat the Lions. Okay. Chicago Bears beat the Lions. See, the Lions in Chicago, or the Detroit Lions and the Dallas Cowboys always host a traditional Thanksgiving NFL football game. And the one yesterday, the big one, was the Bills beating the Dallas Cowboys, which it's not too good for the Dallas Cowboys. So they'll probably make the playoffs because they'll win their division with a subpar. Because what, they're 5-6, a subpar, right on par season so far. They're first in the division, but there's like four other teams that are better that are on the wild card for the playoffs. And but With Thanksgiving over, and as I explained yesterday in my audio, there's another tradition. That's the Macy's Day Parade down there in New York City, where at the end of the parade, you get to see Santa Claus. And that's usually, for me at least, growing up, and it's always been, once I see Santa Claus at the end of the Thanksgiving Day Parade, it is the beginning of the it is the holiday season now. It is the beginning of the Christmas season. Merry Christmas. That's the title of this audio. It's holiday season now. Merry Christmas. That's because Santa did arrive at the Macy's Day Parade. And I posted a couple pictures of that because while I was eating my dinner just before the game, well, actually right at the start of the game, but it was a rerun of the parade because the parade took place yesterday in the morning, but they replay it on the TV, so I was able to see that and watch the ending to where there's a couple pictures I posted where on my Twitter feed yesterday at Fireman Rich, of course, over there on Twitter, where I put Santa Claus arrived at the end of the Macy's Day Parade today. That would be yesterday. Let the Christmas season begin. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas. Yes. Merry Christmas. And all those that say, oh, you should be saying that. You know what? Oh, I hit my... I accidentally hit my mic off. But those that say, you should be saying Merry Christmas, I'm going to say, put a sock in it. I'm going to say Merry Christmas. I did that for a couple years here, I guess. It was... really looked down upon for saying Merry Christmas, but I like saying it, folks. So there we have it. And of course, today, the day after, is Black Friday. Black Friday here in the United States is a big shopping day. A big, big shopping day. Actually, it's gotten so big, they start it the day before Thanksgiving night, I guess. Stores start open at 6 or 8 or something like that, and you can get some hellacious deals. I used to go out. I went out once or twice. I think the last time I went out was probably almost 15, 20 years ago. And you stand in lines early in the morning back in the day there, and you had to fight if you weren't. And there'd be people camping out overnight, literally. But now the stores there have gotten smart as far as opening up the day before. I don't know if that alleviates any of the lines the next day, because I don't know if the stores are open all night long. But it's the bulk of the revenues for the merchandise that are sold in stores. And I guess... because they started advertising back before Halloween, there's a week short or something like that. The shopping season is a week short somehow. I've looked at the calendar. I don't know where I see that. But maybe it's because Thanksgiving comes later. It's a week later for Thanksgiving, because usually it's the third Thursday. And actually, I'm looking at the calendar right now, and it was the fourth Thursday. So that's where they have it, as far as they back it up a little bit. Stuff to compensate for that, because after Thanksgiving is Black Friday and everybody goes hog wild, and then as far as they get the deals, and then tomorrow, Saturday, is Small Business Day here in the United States. They've been really pushing the nationally to support your local small businesses where in your community, as far as that goes, because, you know, the big chains, they've got the lion's share, but we have those smaller businesses that they are the bulk, you know, when you add it all up. And then I think Monday is Cyber Monday or something like that. I may be buying a few things, but I usually do I can start my Christmas shopping now, because it is the holiday season, because, say, I saw Santa Claus. And this is day 29 of the audio month challenge, not Pod Pomo, which we're one more day, folks, and then that's all she wrote for this year. And it's been a good one, and been consistent, getting up I think all of mine, except one or two maybe, have been all in the morning early here with the morning coffee. And I tell you, this Death Wish coffee is good. Oh, let me back up. I'm just looking at my screen. I never gave you the current temperature. Current temperature here, by the way, is 25 degrees Fahrenheit. And the sun will be rising this morning at 07:12 a.m., which is about another hour and a half or so, thereabouts. And then the sun will be setting at 4:37 p.m., which it's setting very quickly now, very quickly as far as that goes. And the weather, well, it was spitting a little snow yesterday, and at the day job we're seeing that, but nothing really sticking as far as that goes. But it's let's just say yesterday's weather is the typical fall weather that we have here in the Northeast on Thanksgiving. No major snowstorms. I think they had this major snow beginning of this week out there in Denver, got nine inches in one day, and that's a lot. I think that was a record for Denver. But the Death Wish Coffee, I just brought up a page on it. Death Wish Coffee is a coffee brand that claims to sell the world's strongest coffee. The coffee is primarily sold online, but is also sold in grocery stores across the United States, which it is. You can find it very, very easily now in the grocery stores. And let's see, the brands they have Death Wish Coffee, Barrel Brand, and Valhalla Java. And Mike Brown is the owner and founder. Founded in 2012 up there in Boston Spa, New York. And where's Boston Spa? I thought it was Round Lake. Boston. And that is, let's see, where is that at? That is, it's got to be north of, yeah, okay, it's north of Schenectady, and it's just on the other side of Route 87 by Saratoga Lake, and it's up from Round Lake. I think originally they said they were in Round Lake, which actually it's called Boston Spa. Boston Spa, New York, and up there around Saratoga, just a little southwest on Route 50 on from Saratoga Springs and north of Albany and Schenectady. And they manufacture Death Wish Coffee. Great coffee, folks. I love talking about it because especially when I'm drinking it. It's a great coffee. And let's see, Boston Spa is a village and county seat of Saratoga County, New York, United States, located southwest of Saratoga Springs. Population of the village is 5,409. That's about the size of the town I live in, not the little village. The village I live in has a population of about 500. So there we have it. The Death Wish Coffee plug. And I have no association or connection with the Death Wish Coffee Company. I'm just a very, very happy customer and strong fan of their product. It's a very good product. Which hopefully I'll get some more for a Christmas present, which I usually do. So but that's about it, folks, on this day 29 of the Great Audio Month Challenge, the original Audio Month Challenge, 12 years in the making. And we'll talk to you, I guess, tomorrow on the last day. We're going to make it. We're going to make it across the finish line, along with a few other people. And put my paper here, that my little cheat sheet there for my introduction that I used, and I won't be using anymore after tomorrow. Hey, you all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. We'll talk to you in the next audio. Live life, have fun, Ciao for now. And as always, peace.